Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week during the legislative session, we try and bring you our legislative under the dome legislative update, kind of bring you the whatever happened they did over the previous week and a preview of what's coming up in the next week. With us this week is Senate President Ty Masterson, back from a long road trip to Goodland. It was nice to see you and your better half in Goodland this weekend, brother. Nice to see you. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me. I always refer to her as my better 9/10 because I'm a numbers guy.
You're also a man who understands happy wife, happy life.
So, amen.
let me ask you. So, and it's been we were going to have you on last week, but we got preempted by the ball game. And last week, the House sent you their budget. I'm curious if you had a chance to take a look at it. What your initial thoughts were on that? On what the House sent over.
That's actually a really good question, I've kind of poured through it over the last weekend and this one, because it's a unique process we're doing now, right, where the House takes it first, and then we look at their work product, and I was glad to see they reduced it quite a bit.
Right.
I am finding a few things in there that I don't think I can blame the House for. I think things that were embedded when I was running through that, I actually found like $67 million that's being demand transferred to K-12 that we're not even getting credit for. I'm thinking, how is this even in here? What do we should at least be getting credit for everything that's coming on. So we have some things to look at, right? I mean, we have an opportunity to even reduce it further or prioritize. So, but hey, we've got only 6 weeks left in session, so we've got some work to do.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned schools. I was reading through parts of the budget, and I found Democrats tried removing funding for the Safe and Secure Schools initiative. I mean, you would think Democrats would actually want to prevent school shootings, but they voted against funding in there. I mean, they're so hypocritical on some of this stuff. It's just laughable. And yet, of course, you guys will be demonized for not adequately funding schools. And yet here you have Democrats voting against funding to prevent school shootings.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, right? The hypocrisy. They want anything in that vein to be kind of the cherry on top, over and above everything else you're already putting in.
Right, right. So turnaround, for our audience that may not be familiar, it's when the House sends all the stuff they've been working on over to the Senate. Senate does the same. The highlight, although, of the week was the veto override. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. I mean, that was... How many times did our middle of the road governor defend, biological males competing in women's and women's sports? And then she defended this process, which was the allowing the procedures in Kansas so you could have minor children being operated on, having these barbaric processes done. Finally, both chambers were able to override it here a week or ago. Congrats on that.
Well, thank you. I mean, that is the key. They'd have you believe we're talking about even adults, but we're only talking about children, right? I mean, this is, and I can't believe it took us 3 years. I got criticized for saying, oh, this went way too fast. We've done this 3 years in a row. And this has not been too fast. Had people want me to leverage it for other things. I said, we're not leveraging this. We've got children on this conveyor belt. We are casting this vote. And it was the first real test of kind of the new Republican caucus after this wonderful, I want to say the big, beautiful election, right, that we just had. It was literally, I mean, the electorate. And by the way, thank you to your audience. Thank you to everybody out there that helped turn Laura Kelly from a brick wall to a speed bump when it comes to things like this. I mean, it was like, okay, as soon as we sent it to her, boom, veto. And we're like, okay, bump, we're over. Let's go. We're gonna protect these children no matter what you say. So, no, that was a huge thing. We did, and turnaround. That's a good. We sent them some other things that I fully anticipate vetoes on around elections. We sent them into that extra, yes, quote-unquote, three-day grace period, make Election Day Election Day. We sent them get rid of the Biden bucks, federal money that can do elections. I mean, she'll veto those. I'll be anxious to see. I hope the House processes those quickly because the session will end quickly, and we want a real opportunity to override those.
I was glad to see that end of the 3 days. I mean, look at the school bond. We've been waiting to the end of last week to find, or excuse me, the end of this week to find the results on the school bond. And, right, you know, I mean, Florida can count their entire election in one day, and we can't do a school board election, a school bond initiative. We have to wait till Friday for a Tuesday result.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing the Senate has sent many times, and we've just not been able to get it over the hump. An interesting one we sent them that actually is relevant is we sent them how we appoint U.S. Senate seats.
I saw that.
So that hit me. It hit me like a ton of bricks. The last time I was on 5243, the flight, you know, our direct Wichita, I was literally on that flight with Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran. And I thought, wait, if that would have been the plane that went down, Laura Kelly could appoint two Democrats. Mm-hmm. And if we'd have had the position we'd have been in prior election where you were 51-49, you literally could have had one plane change the balance of power in the United States. So we advanced that one to the front and got that one across to the House as well.
And that one, just from what I'm understanding, that'll be an interesting one. I'll be curious to see how that goes. By the way, we're talking with Senate President Ty Masterson. I saw another one another concurrent resolution that would deal with H.R. 5008 that would protect basically from burdensome rules and regulations. Now, that's a concurrent resolution. Have you seen that one yet?
That's coming. Yeah, we just read that one in. And there's a series of, on that note, you know, constitutional amendments that are coming.
Right.
We sent the House judicial elections, right, the selection of Supreme Court. You know,
which is just going to go to direct elect, right? Puts power,
yes,
in the people.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And the more I looked at that, I used to be a heavy supporter of the federal model, and I still am. The federal model will be much better than what we have. You know, we're the only state in the nation that gives this superpower to lawyers, right, to make that decision. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat.
Right.
The bar has the majority, and they'll send what they get. And the more I looked at it, you think about it, we're used to it down in Sedgwick County, right? We elect our district judges. We've not had this, and it shows that we have high merit with even our elected judges, and really just having the people have a voice. So right now they have no voice at all. I mean, there's no Senate confirmation. There is nothing.
Right.
Unless you're an attorney that has a vote to put the superpower lawyer on the NOMCOM, you have no voice at all in that. And the people should have a voice who sits on top of every single branch of government, right? We elect our governor, we elect our legislature, but we don't have that in the judicial branch. We have the most, you know, kind of the secret club of lawyers that set that person in place, and we've got to change that.
Yeah, you have a very, it's a very elitist system right now. It's not representative at all. Two other things I want to get to before I have to let you go. The Senate actually has created a DOGE committee, for lack of a better term. Our friend
we call it COGE.
COGE, right? Yep. Yep. Our friend Senator Renee Erickson is chairing that. I talked to her the other day. She's having a whole lot of fun finding stuff to cut. I by the way, kudos, because that's you. That's takes Senate President. Yep. You created that. Are you guys having some fun there? Are you finding some? I guarantee you can find some things to cut.
Oh, I joke with my friends. We're not going to find $50 million for condoms in Gaza, but hey, we've got a lot of room to move, right? I mean, there's actually so much there. We opened up a portal to the public. We've had like literally thousands of submissions. And I'll admit some of them are, you know, something profane about Trump or abolish all government. But there's a lot of people really giving us good ideas, right, about what we can look at. I mean, I'm really more excited for COGE next session, right? We're learning right now.
Right.
We have some low-hanging fruit we're going to go after, you know, kind of funded, unfunded but unfilled FTEs and things like that we can get some low-hanging fruit on. But the big changes are going to be coming after our interim, where we're evaluating all this interaction. And by the way, even if for your audience, if you're out there and you're interacting, with the bureaucracy of Kansas government. I want to know about it. I don't care if it's even small to you, like licensing or permitting or, you know, something like that. We want to know, and we want to make that more efficient. We've even talked about, we joked internally, we probably should have said government effectiveness instead of government efficiency in the committee name, because should we efficiently be doing something we don't even need to do at all?
maybe we need to look at that, right?
That's one of my highlights. I'm excited to see what we can come out of there.
I think you would agree the number one issue, I mean, the notices are coming out this week. The number one issue the last election recently, actually for a number of elections, has been taxes, property taxes in particular. I know it's actually an area you and Dan have worked so well together over the last few years, and yet this is the one area where it seems like there's some daylight between the House vision and your vision.
Where do you see you guys coming together?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So we definitely will get to an amendment. I mean, because property is a big issue. I mean, I have a single mother. My daughter's a single mother, has her own home. She just, I mean, literally called me this last week and said, Dad, my house payment just went up another, you know, $150.
Yep.
And we went back and looked at it. It was property tax. Right. And it's like, and she's not had this big raise at work. So, I think where our disconnect is right now, and we'll work through it, is the Senate's a little more concerned about kind of taxing unrealized gains. You know, people that have been in their homes a long time but have fixed incomes and haven't been able to sustain. That would create a constitutional amendment on the valuation side. We're allowing people to stay in their homes longer. The House is more interested in kind of a rolling average, taking the peaks out of it. The good news is we will have something that benefits the Kansas people long term. The difficulty, as you know, John, at the state level with property taxes, all of it's local.
Right.
We passed a bill that just removed the state altogether. Really, only thing the state had in there was the 1.5 mills for like state buildings, right? Educational
right. Yeah.
and institutions. So we took that off just on principle. I can't go out to my constituents and say, hey, I delivered $60 million in tax relief, which is, that is the amount and what was delivered. But, you know, if you have a USD, a city, a county, a library board, a community college, eat that up, my constituents aren't going to see relief.
So it's a pittance.
We're really long term. We have to get into the how it's done into a constitutional amendment.
Yeah, you're right, because it's a pittance. The state portion, when you factor in primarily the schools and then local and county governments, you're. Well, Ty, I appreciate you, as always, coming on. You know the last question. You know what it's going to be. You're not going to answer it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When we were in Goodland, there were two or three people who were running for governor. Are you going to be one of those people? And you're not going to answer the question, but I'm going to ask it.
Here's what I'll tell you, John. I am humbled and honored to be on people's minds when they think about that. I do have 6 weeks of session left. However, I will tell you, and this is the first time I've told anybody anything like this, I don't know of anybody and haven't heard anybody that is in or getting in that I think can bring Trump-style changes like I could if I did it. So we'll evaluate that as soon as we're out of session.
That's a great answer. And, Phil, by the way, that's what you call the campaign two-step right there. So, Ty, I appreciate you. I love you as always. You're a dear friend. If folks want to get and connect with you, if they want to watch your announcements as they may or may not come out, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, you can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook. You can just go straight to the website, or you can email ty.masterson@senate.ks.gov. We'd love to hear from you.
Brother, I appreciate you. Say hello to your better 9/10.
Thank you, sir. All have right, a great weekend. Friend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.